Welcome to Off Dice and Myths, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast with a radio show twist. Casey, your lore master, player, editor. I play Nethrin, the human barbarian.
Hi, my name is Evan. I'll be playing a scene, Son of Saoirse. I'm a warlock of some variety.
Something.
And I'm Ashley, and I play Skye, the human monk.
Hello there, I'm Dethrin, and I'm a ranger, half-elf.
Yeah, what player? What's your player?
Oh, by the way, my name is Camlin.
Hi.
If it wasn't obvious by now.
I am Ben. Play all the inanimate objects in the whole world, including every inanimate object you've ever interacted with.
My hand is now plunged in there.
Out of context. Great.
Dezernan had just reached, punched, gestured, insert probably your verb of choice. Yeah, we got all kinds of them laying around here.
Penetrated.
You brought it there.
Had just interacted this large, pale green gelatinous mass in front of him. Upon reaching the hand inwards, suddenly felt as if there was a suctioning-like force keeping it there. Dezernan, this is distinctly noticeable. It has almost no give to it.
You're stuck, huh?
Yeah, I think I am. It's holding me in there, actually.
Well, does it hurt?
No, it's just a bit cool.
I'm gonna wrap my arms around his torso and try pulling back.
I would like Dezernan to make a strength check, and you have advantage with Nethrin helping you.
Okay. That is an 8. To be fair, I imagine she's doing more of the pulling.
Yeah, I imagine Nethrin almost just, like, lifts Dezernan off the floor and starts trying to pull, but there is just no give. And in fact, as Nethrin kind of reels a little bit from one of the pulls, Dezernan, you feel it kind of suck your arm a little further
into it. Pulling me in.
Okay, I'll stop. I'm gonna stop.
I think you need to pull harder.
Don't move.
Nethrin, use the ox.
What?
Okay.
Wait, hold on.
As this slurping continues up Dezernan's arm, it's not going particularly fast. Maybe a half inch every couple of seconds, but it has not stopped now.
Everybody grab on to me and we'll all pull. Ready?
We all pull together.
Yes. Ready?
I'm ready whenever you guys are.
I was deciding if I wanted to pretend to help or not. All right.
I could sure use the hand.
Okay, ready?
I get his hand. Pull.
Two. Someone's
making jokes.
Three.
And,
I seem totally pretended to help.
Let's have everyone just make a strength check. We'll go by group.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey! That's a 19 from me.
19 from Dezernan.
I got an 11.
11 from Nethrin.
5
from Skye.
That's gonna be a 2 from a scene.
And a 2 from
the
scene.
He was pretending to help.
Was 2.
Glad to see there was a sense of urgency.
You're not getting sucked in very quickly.
No, but I am getting sucked in.
Yeah, so just imagine you guys just grab onto some loose piece of clothing and are just like, come on, tug.
Tug at his, like, left leg, you know, the furthest you can get from the right hand here.
You know, I was expecting everyone to try a little more, so that's why I didn't try so hard.
Well, I got myself free.
As you all, air quotes, all pull. Dezernan, you managed to kind of angle your weight a bit to almost lean on it, and for a second, you almost feel as if you're making headway on your arm coming out before the whole thing kind of undulates a little bit with a and part of it begins reaching down your arm.
Okay, it's alive, it's alive.
It's begun almost flowing, and as it does, it very quickly goes from being at about your elbow to it flows down to your shoulder and begins retracting into this cube.
At that point, I'm going to pull out one of my short swords and just try stabbing it.
I go ahead and make an attack roll for me with your short sword.
Sky probably grabbed a scene and pulled us both back. We were like, and I was like, hey, nope.
Will that be an 11 to hit?
So with an 11, as you thrust at this thing, it's not particularly aimed. You are a little panicked, I'd imagine.
Oh, yes.
As you thrust your short sword into it, it just sinks in all the way up to your other hand. And you think, oh, no.
I could use a hand here.
As it does continue to suck Dizernan into this, and he is very quickly beginning to be engulfed across the torso and everything as well.
So, is this in front of the door?
Yes.
Like against in front of the door?
Yes. So, like, it is physically, it physically takes up all the space in front of the door and to the sides of the door.
Okay.
So when I get fully engulfed into it, and I see no one's really trying to make an effort to help,
I don't know what to do!
King at this point.
I'm going to see if I can't just try swimming to the door. It's very much like a panic, like, well, alright, fine, I guess I'll find my own way out.
Fuck it, let's just try.
the can-do attitude in life. So Dizernan, yeah, upon most of your torso being leached in by this thing and it just keeps going, you kind of throw caution to the wind and say, fuck it, and begin trying to kind of move towards the door. But it is very dense, and although it seems as if you're able to accomplish some amount of movement, going further in, it feels more as if this thing around you is pushing you towards the center a bit. What is everyone else doing as Dizernan is...
Asim has taken to throwing some pebbles at it. Not his magic rocks. I think he's just sort of throwing them at this thing, trying to figure out what to do. When in doubt, throw a rock at it.
And every other pebble sticks in just enough to this thing that, like, sticks for a second and then... get sucked into it as well.
I'm gonna hold the torch up to it.
What are you trying to do with it? Just like look at it?
I'm just getting it as close to it as possible to see if it gets burned.
There's no reaction.
And then I pull it away and I'm like, I don't know if we want this to go out right now, guys.
isn't the room lit by other torches?
Those torches were not lit.
Oh.
They were just there.
Oh, what? Oh, okay, I'll go light the torches.
Oh, right, there we go. Guys,
just like, light the torches.
As Nesrin and Sky begin working together to light like, the three torches around the room.
I'm short, too short for one of them. I'm like, damn it.
I pick you up. There you go.
Nesrin picks you up with one arm, hands you the torch with the other, and then lets you light it. Okay.
Yeah. It's like teamwork. I did it.
You did.
Teamwork, yeah. Woo. And so as they're running around doing this, Dizernan, you've continued to be...
What are you doing there?
Trying to walk through it.
Okay, no one can see that.
I know that.
Okay.
I can, and I love it, so it's good.
For people back at home, I'm doing a motion as if, like, wadding through this.
If you've ever played R-Type, you know what it's like to wade through a sea of molasses. So I think you can get it.
How am I doing?
Like, you get your feet stuck and then you never see your shoes again.
So you've made actually a decent amount of progress heading into this thing. I imagine in the process, did you keep a particular hold of your short sword or anything? Or
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
And maybe at one point I tried using it to see if I can't clear it like Brabble, but that clearly does nothing for me, so I just...
Yeah, you're moving... It is very much like being stuck in Jell-O. Moving at all... There's that odd vacuum effect created and filled that just slows everything way the hell down. Until you do find yourself about halfway through. And as you reach the center of this large cube, suddenly you feel the suction just frees you in place. This would be visible to everyone in the room. I guess Discerning wouldn't necessarily be visible to you, but you would certainly be feeling this as the whole cube begins undulating, just kind of... And with a great... Discerning, you suddenly feel like you're being pulled back just a little bit, and it actually spits you across the room, and... And in being hurled across the room, you do take 2 bludgeoning damage as you just kind of land in a heap.
Ow.
But something to be noted as well was breathing in that was very difficult. You were mostly holding your breath, and occasionally you were able to kind of make these little gasps of air, but not much.
You made it out?
Yeah.
What did it taste like?
What did it taste like?
I imagine it would taste like lime.
What's a lime?
It just tastes like lime jello.
It was a very oily, bitter taste. I imagine probably the closest thing Discerning would have tasted before would have been really bad gamey meat that maybe sat too long.
You know when your pork chop tastes like peanuts?
Yeah.
Not good. I'll say it. I'll call it that.
Okay.
Huh. Hey, so,
stands myself up and just kind of tries flicking the remnants that's on him, off of him.
Yeah, there's not a ton left on you, but there's definitely a kind of a sheen across most of Discerning.
So what did you learn?
Do you want to spell it out for me?
Don't touch it!
That seems to be a lesson about everything in this island!
Yeah! Made me think before you touch something!
It's just don't touch anything ever. Live in a bubble at all times. Nothing bad can ever happen.
Or a cube of jello.
Or a cube of jello. They're much harder to roll around, though.
Exactly, though.
Yeah.
But they can't eject you in places.
I'd like to see your bubble do that, Mr. Bond. I don't know.
If you try hard enough, just about anything can be either a James Bond villain or Zap Brannon.
Oh, goodness gracious.
So, I'm gonna put Sky back down.
Imagine if I'd been down for a bit. Yeah. Just like, after that, I was like, you can do the rest of the torches.
Right, so I'm gonna walk away from Dez, and I got rid of my torch, I don't have it anymore. And I'm gonna take out a little bit of ration, and I'm gonna set it in front of the cube and walk away and watch it.
How, when you say set in front of the cube, where...
I want to put it, like, 4 feet away from it.
Just kind of set it down there.
Yeah.
As you're all watching this, waiting for something to happen. I want you all to make dexterity checks for me.
Oh,
everybody?
Everybody. Check or saving throw?
Saving throw, actually, let's say.
Oh, well then.
I got a dirty one.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Not on this podcast.
Gross.
Check out of Dyson Myths After Hours. Only 99 cents per minute.
Damn, we're cheap.
We gotta throw out cheap.
That's fair.
I got a 23.
23.
Asin got a 19.
Asin got a 19.
21.
This guy got a 21. So Nesrin, you can guess that something's about to happen.
I zoned out. I'm sorry.
As everyone is intently looking at this, I imagine it's, a little dried meat or berries or something like that.
It's beef jerky.
It's some beef jerky just sitting there on the floor, and everyone's intently staring at it. You almost missed the little sound of as several of the pebbles had been sucked all the way to the center. And upon reaching the center, but because they're little teeny tiny pebbles, it's much quieter than Desertin's exit. And everyone except Nesrin has the thought to, or has the reflexes to avoid these little pebbles. Nesrin, however, is so intently staring at this thing that she completely misses one of them as they spit out, and it just... This little pebble hits you right between the eyes for 1 bludgeoning damage.
Ow! Obscene!
I didn't do it.
Now, Nesrin, what have we learned?
Fuck you, Dez!
Pay attention to your surroundings.
Oh, yeah. Obscene, stop throwing rocks. That hurts.
She is right. Don't throw rocks at it. It'll just spin back out.
Fine, hand me the torch. I'll throw that.
I don't have the torch. It's over there.
I have it.
Sky, what have you got?
A torch!
No!
So, the other side of the... So there's only the one door, and it's this thing between us and the door, correct?
Yes, and then there is still the doorway you had come in. Gotcha. But this is the only other door.
Well, you already let the other ones. Sky, would you like to do the honor of trying to burn this thing? In my experience, if it's green, it's probably got to be flammable. That's how things work.
Did Netherland try the burner already?
Oh, yeah, well, holding a fire next to you is not the same as burning it. Would you like to try?
Asina's gonna grab
the torch and hold it next to Desernin's face.
No.
All right, but if I get any closer, it's gonna be painful.
Exactly.
All right, watch this. And then he's gonna chuck the torch into the thing.
Poor Sky is like trying to like, come on, give me the torch.
Yes.
Children,
you're too short.
I know.
And I make a ranged attack roll for your torch throw.
It's already in there.
Yeah. Let's see. Sure. Well, that's gonna be a 24.
words. Stuff. Things. Yes. Well, you guys got your word, stuff, and things. Do you want more?
Yes, I want more word, stuff, and things.
I would like to know what the word, stuff, and things actually tell me about the events, places, and people.
Yeah, a little specificity would be nice.
Needy. The torch arcs through the air, thrown rather deftly by Osine as it spins end over end through the air, just sputtering and almost going out, but not quite. The flaming end is the first to impact this large gelatinous mass, and with a great it just begins sucking it in as the flame is extinguished on the end of it in the smothering embrace.
Move out of the way for when it inevitably shoots out of
and
it again.
And we're gonna go back to like the door we came in, just like, and we're gonna hide behind the door.
I'll be honest, I kind of expected a little more than eating it.
I don't know, I feel like that's exactly what I expect to happen.
Well, at least I'm trying things and not just trying to touch it. Why don't you lick it next? Oh. Maybe you can learn a lot. There are lots of things you can learn by licking stuff.
I already got the taste of it earlier.
Oh, that's
it's
right.
Disgusting.
So what have we learned?
Don't lick things you don't know are.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. Also just made me think of the Cards Against Humanity card. Licking things to claim them as your own. And all the awful things I've seen that paired with. I leave them to your imagination.
I'm going to try investigating the other side of the room.
So the side opposite the cube?
Yeah. And also keep in mind that the torch will soon be flying my way.
There you go, okay. So upon investigation of this other side of the room... And after a moment, as you're investigating over there, Sky has ducked out of the doorway, and Nesrin has placed herself against a wall, and seeing the opposite wall, you do hear the so this torch clatters across the room and hits the wall, though paying attention to it, you would place yourself in a spot it was not going to be, so it just clatters to the floor and the sound of a torch clattering.
But it comes out slimy, so it's gonna, like...
It sticks to the wall for a moment, then slides down it.
Yeah, it's real gross.
Sticky.
Yeah.
Gross.
But investigation of this other end of the room reveals it to be just bare stone, other than the sconce kind of more on that end, the side with the doorway. Yeah. It's a little closer to the far end of that side.
And all the torches in the room have been lit, too, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I'm out of ideas.
Okay, how much... Like, how much distance, the shortest distance we can get before entering the cube till the door? Like, if we try approaching the cube, like, from one of its corners that's closer to the wall.
So, yeah, if you were to try to go along the edge of it that is touching the wall and the door, in theory, you would only have a foot or so of this cube to get through, but then you would have to open the door as well.
Hey, Sam, let me see your stick.
You'd have to pray for my cold dead hand. Here, take this torch. He hands you the slimy torch.
How long is the torch?
The torch is...
About $5 long.
$5.
it's probably about
as far as it used to.
Yeah, it does.
14 inches or so.
Could I reach
just over a foot?
Could I reach the door with it?
You get the feeling you could probably poke the edge of the door jamb, perhaps.
I lean on my spear.
Is
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. Asin is going to march up and he's going to tap himself on the chest. And then he's going to ask, hello, would you mind moving so we can get to the door? Thank you. Okay, bye.
There is no response from the cube, unfortunately.
Did the cube say anything back?
Yeah, it said you're a prick.
Oh.
I thought so. Well, I don't know how to reach it.
I'll walk up to it and I'll poke it and step back.
Doot, doot, doot.
Mm-hmm.
Some little ripples radiate from the spots you poked it, but otherwise no response.
Wait a minute. We're trying all these things. We're trying to be clever or nice, and I think we've lost something that I think you can't just forget. Power of brute force.
Oh, yeah, you're right. And I stab him.
I have such a flashing.
With my spear.
So Dizernan has come up to slash it, and Nesrin is poking it with her spear.
Asin is going to use some magic.
Hey, Sky, you want to punch it?
Not necessarily. I've seen what it does.
Oh, come on, it's fun. We're all doing it.
All the cool kids are doing it.
All the cool kids.
Because the thing is not moving or anything, I won't make you make attack rolls for it. that's a 2. It dodges. What?
Okay, well, it does have to make a dexterity saving throw for this.
That might work in our favor. Either it fails or it gets out of our way.
It jiggles just the right direction away.
Well, that'll be an 11 for its dexterity.
Okay, yeah, it did not work.
Oh, okay.
Still gonna get hit. Anyway, sorry.
But, Dizernan, as you slash at it, it does seem to part beneath your blade rather, not easily, but without any kind of change in resistance or anything, but you quickly notice that any kind of slash you make, as soon as your sword's through it, it just seals itself back together. And Nesrin, as you poke your spear into it, try to pull it back out, and it is firmly stuck in there again.
I wasn't being smart about this. This is... Oh, no.
We'll just get out of the way.
Sucking the spear in a little
bit. Let go of it. Nesrin, let go of it.
Sure. I'll let go of it.
Let go.
It's going to take a while.
It will.
Do you think it'll turn it around so the pointy end will be
It out? Doesn't seem like it's that smart. We can see, though.
Yeah.
Also,
I move out of the way.
Yeah, we're all getting over.
I stand in front of the spear.
Asin stands majestically in front of the spear, and he points his staff, and the spiral of light emerges from the crystal as he yells Mean, which is a sacred flame. It rolled a 2 on its save, or it rolled an 11 on its save, so it's going to take 2 radiant damage. Whatever that means in this context.
So what's the exact thematic of the spell you're using here?
So it's sacred flame, so it's more like it's like a little laser at the tip that comes out of the tip of the crystal.
Okay.
It's like a special beam cannon from Dragon Ball Z, you know?
There's a single line, and then there's got the coil around it.
Yeah, that's what makes it special.
Yeah, there you go.
Probably a cannon.
Fancy. As you shoot this beam towards it, it impacts the skin of the jello, and for a second it seems to almost pool there, before suddenly on the other side of the jello, it's a real nice rainbow.
Huh.
It diffracted it. What do you know? It's actually real pretty, and it hangs there for 3-4 seconds before the little puddle of beam at its surface kind of dwindles.
I have an idea. Okay, so you know how it's been throwing us out in this direction?
As you say that, the spear suddenly clatters across the room.
What if we can get the spear out in the other direction?
Into the door?
Well, would at least maybe open it?
Wait, I have no idea. Ideas.
Are the hinges visible?
Yes, the hinges are visible.
Would they be? The would side. The door be opening in or out?
It would be opening into this room.
Oh, we're boned.
While I was in it, was there any way I could, did I feel like I could direct myself in which I was being ejected out?
No, it seems as if anything that goes past the surface of this has a great deal of force pulling it to the center of this.
I'm going to go around the side that is closest to the doorknob, and I'm going to stick my hand in and grab the doorknob.
Your head in, or
my hand?
Oh, I just heard head, and I was like, "All right, Nestor,
whatever you want."
Really playing up the barbarian. Use your arms. I forgot I had those.
I'm not stupid.
Well, so as you reach into the mass and get about forearms length in, you're 4 or 5 inches away from
the doorknob. I'm going to try real hard to grab the doorknob. All strength.
Make a strength check for it.
Damn right I will. 17.
So you manage to kind of hold your hand in place as you were trying so hard to inch it towards this doorknob, but...
Can I give her a little push to help her there?
Des, what are you doing?
Her in here. Just give her those couple of extra inches she needs.
That sounded terrible.
I went through it.
So as Nestorin is trying very hard to do this, Dizernan in his mind a helping, yeah, comes up behind Nestorin and just shoves the rest of your into the shoulder.
Okay.
And roll a d20.
Me or her?
Nestorin.
That's 12.
So upon being shoved into it more, it does kind of throw you off balance, because you weren't expecting it, and you lose some of your inertia that had been holding you in place. However, it does also shove you further into the cube, and you do find yourself, for a moment, you feel the ring of the doorknob at the tips of your fingers, but before you can do anything with that, it is almost, it is like a little, it's just laying against the door. It's not really, like, sticking out at all. And it is just, it's an eye ring with a circle through it. Give you something to hold on to.
Oh.
And, your fingers just barely brush it before you feel yourself being sucked in.
I rage so hard!
Advantage on strength checks.
Yeah, you are now raging. Yes. You have advantage on strength checks.
I'm trying to fucking claw my way to that handle.
I make a strength check for me.
Advantage. Good, because that sucked. 15.
So unfortunately, despite all this rage, you are still just a human being in a jello cube.
Doctor, damn it!
Coming out soon from the new Smashing with Pumpkins reunion tour. And yes, after a moment, you feel it kind of settle and stop before... gets spit across the room.
Ow.
As you land in a heap on the other side of the room and take one bludgeoning damage.
All right. I get up and I go again.
Hold on. Let me get it again.
I think maybe we can work this out. The door opens inward. It shoots us that way. It can't get all of us.
I'm pacing. Yeah?
Here's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
It goes Dez, and then me, and then Sky, and then Nesrin. You're gonna... No, wait. No, it's gotta be Nesrin first.
Uh-huh.
And then Dezernan.
Uh-huh.
And then Sky, and then hopefully never me, but I will if I have to. If you can go in, and just one of you has to grab the door, and if you just grab the handle... it'll spit you out, and it'll open the door with you.
I think that's what she was trying to do last time, and she didn't have much success.
Well, that's why we're all doing it at once. Okay, Des, let's go.
Push Des in.
I forgot the order. I was paying attention. I'm so mad.
It doesn't matter. You two are first.
You're mad.
I definitely. You want me to go in there?
Hey, well, it's either that or continue.
I'm going to pull out my short sword before I go in there and use it to try to help me hit the door.
I'm going to let him go first then. Not me.
Give us a bone.
I don't want to get stabbed.
Anybody have anything that is hook-like in nature?
I have a hand axe.
I also have a hand axe. And some darts.
That's like crochet hook in nature.
I also have a frying pan and like a
hold on.
Spoon.
No. I'm going to try.
Dad, stop.
I thought I was already in there. I thought I was already in there.
As we just cut over to Des, wait!
Just
spit out back across the room. Oh, well, okay.
Okay.
What was that?
So anyway, as I was saying, if we all go in,
mm-hmm.
I think we might be too big.
How big is it?
7 feet by 7 feet. I was paying attention and making notes.
7 feet?
All right, everybody get around. Everyone ready?
Wait, around it? I thought we was, like, I thought Congo line towards the door.
No.
We
only need one of us to get the handle.
Preferably the strongest, but, you know, anyone will take it.
So, Seed.
Okay.
Yeah.
He has no muscles.
I was going to say, I think there's the little Popeye sad droop there.
Yeah.
So I think it's the...
I thought reactionary muscles.
I thought I was being funny. I guess not. Anyways, I'm as close to the door knob ring as possible, just waiting for everybody else
I'll
to
go
get around.
He's to right the... I'll try going to the next closest spot I can get.
Alright.
Wait.
Yeah.
Is there a way, before we do this...
Yeah.
Do you think you could hook your spear into the little ring?
Yeah, I go over and pick up my spear.
I'm thinking about the physics of everything.
Okay.
Maybe I could shoot you with a rope attached to it?
I think I'd sink in.
I mean, arrows fly pretty far.
We're not trying to get shot by a rope, alright? We're trying to open a door.
I know that! I'm trying to hook it with an arrow, whatever.
Here's a radical idea. Let's do one idea at a time and see if it works. And then if it doesn't work, we'll move on to the next idea.
And now, if every idea we have doesn't work, then I think we start combining ideas until we're all dead.
Oh, okay.
All right, so we won't try the idea first of all of us trying?
Yeah.
All right, I do believe Sky has an idea.
Oh, you got something?
I just have a DM question.
Yes.
Is it possible that, I've been, kind of watching them, that I've been, looking at the cube and trying to, figure it out?
No.
So I've just been what the fuck is this thing?
Make a intelligence or wisdom roll, whichever is higher for
wisdom
you.
Wisdom is higher for me, so sure. Da, 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 14.
Over the past 15 minutes in which this has all been happening, you've been observing and watching, and you've been able to tell that the cube seems to, first of all, suck things into its most central point, and then once the entirety of that thing is in the central point, it then aggressively spits it out. You have noted it does seem as if the entirety of the thing has to get to the center before it is able to spit them out. And that it, more than the cube is pulling... to the door or anything, it is pulling to the center of the cube.
I guess this guy's gonna, go to, the very edge of, one of the walls. Take a deep breath and just go charging into the thing.
Okay, we're all going in there.
Very, very side.
All right.
We're all diving into it.
So, yeah, you all see Sky go to the side. And do you say anything, or do you just,
I just, was thinking about it, and I'm, I was letting them argue, and then I'm just, fuck it, I guess we're all going, so I'm gonna pick the very side part and just go.
Seen Sky enter and just all right, that's where we're going, and I dive in to try to reach for a door with all I can.
Oseen, Nesrin, hey.
Is there a... Okay, before that... Well, maybe before Oseen does anything. Is there a consistent spot on the ground where it shoots us out?
It seems to be the far side of the room, directly across from it. Does not seem to be the completely same spot, but very similar spots for everything that has come out of it.
At the end of the hallway, Asim is not going to run in. I want to make that very clear. Asim is a coward right now. That's fine. Because he has a better idea. Because what he's going to do is he's going to go to the opposite end of the room. He's going to use mold earth to make the ground in a 5-foot cube like soft earth. So that it's not just hard ground that they're landing on.
Okay.
Kind of that's more of a loamy. Softer landing pad.
Yeah.
Nesrin, what have you done?
Okay, so everyone's running in except for Osine, who just walked off.
Dizernan and Sky jumped into it, and Osine was like, let's see what's going on the other side of the room.
I'm going to make sure that they have enough cushions to land on. They're going to crash hard, so.
Just before it spits them out, she's going to go in and try and grab the doorknob.
Once it's at the point about to throw them out, she's jumping in.
Okay, group strength check.
It's a 22.
I got a natural 20.
It's a 7. I'm not very successful in this, even though this is my third time going in it.
What is your strength modifier, Sky?
1.
It's just 1? Okay. So, upon leaping into this, Dizernan does not get particularly far this time. In fact, you're starting to think, maybe Dizernan's having fun with this.
I curl up into like a cannonball position before it hits me out.
Cannonball!
If you do that, I want it to be that it just shoots you straight into the wall on the other end and you don't land in the fun, like, happy dirt.
It's what you get for aerodynamics. Dizernan does not get overly far into it. However, Sky, upon jumping in, perhaps you're just a tad bit more jello dynamic or something.
Because she's shorter.
It's because she's small.
Small and compact.
Because you do kind of shoot through this and make a... just a d20 roll for me.
7!
You manage to, for a split second, hook just the edge of your pinky around this.
Come on!
Before you feel yourself sucked in towards the center. Nesrin, upon jumping in, you see that Sky has gotten so terribly close, but not quite. And upon jumping in, try to take advantage of the small bit of space left by her. But unfortunately, your fingertips just kind of graze it.
I rage again! I'm just angry in jello.
Yes, I am too.
And you guys are spit onto the loamy earth. You will not take the bludgeoning damage this time. But yes.
Coming out of it. Asin, I just had a thought. You're able to move dirt and earth and all that things, right?
I think you've drastically overestimated my abilities.
Could you maybe just get us a channel around it?
Well, here's what I can do. I can draw things on the wall.
Uh-huh.
I can make it a little softer or a little harder. And I can dig a hole real quick. Pop it up like a cube of earth, just move it and then set it somewhere else.
Could you do that? Just pick a part of the wall next to it and move it aside.
I think, okay.
You could just make a cube from... just go through the door frame into the hallway behind the door. Next to the cube. Just skip cube.
I would again like to reiterate, I think you're...
Osteen, I think you're a very... very powerful man witch, and I think you can do this.
I think you're underestimating yourself here, buddy. See, you've got it.
You've done so much.
Seriously, they've gotten very close to it. I'm getting tired of this thing.
I'm seriously looking at the mold earth cantrip. I don't think it can do anything you guys are thinking about.
It is one of those, yeah, from the standpoint of something like shape water, shape earth allows you to manipulate that stuff. Yeah, why couldn't you make a monomolecular sized plane of water and just cut through anything? So because of the cantrip nature of shape earth, I'm going to say that if you guys want to spend 4 days, Osine could make a, like, 10-foot tunnel
we've already to crawl spent, through. I was going to say, we've already spent the whole session.
it's not I like will a- say, you guys didn't bring a ton of supplies with you in here. You do think perhaps taking that long would stretch those things to the limit. Perhaps when sometimes an obstacle is in the way, sometimes you have to move it so that it's not in the way.
I attempt to push the
cube. I quit! I'm done! I'm walking away.
We've had two players walk away from this. I know. Ben, I'm going to attempt to push the gelatinous cube out of the way.
You go up to the side of it and place your hands on it and push in your arms, sink it, and you are sucked in once again. If only the cube pulled or pushed instead.
That's so much.
I think I've got it. I think I got it.
As you're like halfway into the cube, you're like, aha!
No, I get spit out. They're like, I got it!
I think if someone were intently watching Dizernan, about the time he hits the middle of it, there's a sudden, aha, light bulb moment as he is just flung across the room before landing.
I get out. I take out my rope. I wrap it around me. I give one of the end of it to Netherin.
What?
And then I run into the cube again.
Oh, God!
So as Dizernan jumps into the cube, Netherin, you are left standing there. Holding the rope handed to you by Dizernan.
By the time I get to the center, I just kind of spread my arms out and I kind of try and make a pull motion with it. Is it ejecting me out?
No, Dizernan seems to be in the middle of this thing with the rope sticking out from the cube.
I rage pull.
I just kind of make the most area I can, just full on star.
Go ahead and make a, strength or athletics, whichever is higher for you. I imagine you probably have proficiency in athletics.
Oh, that number is completely wrong.
I knew you didn't have a 69 in athletics.
I know.
That's just what she puts in her profile.
But it is true that I have a 420 in perception.
So that's an that's a dirty 20.
As you're holding the rope in your hands, you feel it kind of beginning to get sucked in, and you decide just no, you've had enough of all this sucking.
I'm so mad!
And you grab onto this, and you just pull on it with all of your might. And you stop it from moving. From across the room, you hear the very quiet sound of as, oddly enough, the cube seems to be moving a little bit. But it is still rather hefty, and Netherin is, you're struggling to even just hold it. More than anything else, you're just holding it. You're not even really pulling on it. You're just holding it.
I look back at the progress made, and I'm like,
Sky jumps in and helps try and pull.
So Sky is now pulling on the rope as well. Sky and Netherin make a strength check for me again.
11.
Nope.
And you are still raging, Netherin, so you do slow.
Thank you. That's good. That's a natural 20. Ooh. So 25.
So as Nestrin's feet start sliding on the stone just a little bit, Sky leaps in behind her and, using those keg wrangling skills from the inn, plants herself and helps pull too and gives Netherin just that little bit of slack to replant her feet, and there's a continued how did that look in the audio? things that give Casey nightmares, my sound effects. it's pulled about 6 inches away from the wall now, as it's being pulled slowly towards this center of the room. Osine, what are you doing during this?
I think he's tucked himself back into the entryway because he doesn't want to...
Osine's
just out of the way.
Osine has decided that sometimes too many hands get in the way and has recused himself to the doorway and is watching this. Nesrin and Sky, please make another strength check for me. And Desertin, make a constitution check for me.
Oh!
I've been holding your breath for quite a while at this point.
Advantage, right?
With advantage.
I got another natural 20.
All right.
I got a dirty 20.
And a dirty 20 that time.
That's a natural one.
So Desernin, you're so enthusiastic to see something finally happening and encourage your friends, that you go to shout some encouragement to them and forget that that doesn't work in this cube. And hello, Dice. Where did you go?
I
told you not to eat my dice.
They're so colorful.
They were specially made out of rock candy.
That's why they were so good.
And you will take 3 acid damage in a conjunction of suddenly you realize, yeah, you haven't breathed for a bit, and when you try to, it's full of this awful, awful jello stuff. However, both Sky and Nesrin have found pretty nice spots to plant themselves. Was there a particular spot in the room you were when Desernin threw you the rope?
Well, it was probably, like, centered on the way out the door.
Okay. So it's... as you continue here... It keeps sucking in a bit of the rope and sliding along the floor and ceiling. It does leave a snail trail of lime green jello everywhere.
Nassim, how far away is it?
But it seems to be about 2 feet away from the door now. You do suspect that a little bit further and one would be able to swing the door open unimpeded.
Keep going. You're good. You're good.
Wait. You're good. It's just, you're good. You're good. You're good.
Osine, much like me, has always been the guy who's just like, the best way I can help is to just not get in the way.
Fair.
As we will have one last strength check for Nesrin and Sky, and Desernin, please make me another constitution save.
A constitution modifier +1, which if I recall gives like an additional minute of breathing time.
Yeah, and it has been a decent chunk of time.
That's going to be a 16 for con.
So you did learn last time, and even though your lungs are burning at this point, it's probably better to keep the mouth shut. Do manage to avoid that. Sky, Nesrin?
I got 21.
6.
And 6. Sky has begun to stumble just a little bit, but Nesrin thankfully keeps her footing and sucked up probably about half of the rope. And it's about, 2 feet before? It's, let's say it's 3 feet away from the door now. And Osine, you would be able to see from your position. That looks like enough to swing the door open entirely unimpeded.
Hey, we got enough room to open the door.
Go do it! I don't know if it'll move back.
Oh, that's a good point. I should probably do that.
Just avoid the middle.
Blah, blah, blah from Discern and for encouragement.
Yeah, he's not... Discern's not having fun anymore in there.
This scene is,
Discern's just arms crossed and there's...
The scene goes forward, hesitant, he'd have to go through the cube in order to get to the door, though, right?
No, there's room on the side.
Oh, kick ass! Yeah, he's doing that.
Yeah, it is something, you kind of have to press yourself up against the wall, but you would be able to go around it.
Gotcha. Yeah, he's doing that. He's back against the wall, scooting himself over. He probably doesn't even need to do that, but he does.
And quickly run over to the door and, it is very slimy. What was a light sheen over you guys is still dripping off of this unfortunate door. I feel bad for doors, I guess, today.
It's Door Appreciation Day, guys.
Grab the handle and it swings open with the most WD-40'd hinges you've ever heard.
Or didn't hear.
Or didn't hear. And, yeah, there is another hallway after this one through the door.
Sky, go!
Okay, he walks through and he closes the door. Cool. coast is clear, maybe. I hope nothing tries to eat me while I'm waiting for you.
Sky just goes.
That's when it's just like, great! And then he's trying pulling the rope back in, back
yeah,
into.
Yeah, I let go.
I'm done, let me up.
Yeah, there wasn't terribly much rope left, so thankfully it doesn't take too much longer. And if the Jell-O had any kind of consciousness, I'm sure it'd be very confused about something inside it sucking more things in, but Kirby doesn't question it, so neither do you quickly manage to spool the rest of the rope in there, and as the last of the rope with a spaghetti noodle slurp gets sucked into the cube and pulled, just kind of lump, you're almost holding the big coil of it at this point, suddenly, boom, and it spits you out, being much closer to the wall this time, rather than hit the soft spot on the floor, you do hit the wall, and we'll take one more bludgeoning damage. This D4 is very nice to you guys.
No.
But.
All right, you good?
Oh.
Yeah, I, like, wrap his arm over my shoulder, and I'm like, okay. Let's go!
Okay.
You smell really bad.
I do, don't I?
Yeah.
It's the oddest thing. The outside of the cube has absolutely no smell, but the inside of it, yeah, has this just rancid, bitter, oily smell to it.
Hey, Asine.
Hi, how you doing?
Could you patch me up a bit?
Oh, you're fine.
I seem to be hurting in my inside.
Oh, well, in that case, he reaches into his pouch, he crushes up a bundle of leaves and like a little mortar and pestle, adds a splash of water, adds another dose of what looks like some sort of white powder dusting the top, and then he hands you the stone bowl. It's like a green paste. Just eat that, you'll be fine.
Do I know if he's just bullshitting me here?
You'll never know if you don't eat it.
Yeah, but I'm a nature man too.
You're a nature man.
Since I'm not even sure what exactly is the intention here, let's say...
The intention is the scene doesn't want to use his magic on him.
But let's say a scene make a deception roll and discern and make an insight roll as you guys both straight man each other here.
Okay, yeah, Asim can't keep a straight face on this one.
That's a 17 against your...
So I guess then the question is, Asim, is this anything of any actual medicinal use?
Well, this is just a little bit of something to help your tummy feel better.
It's mint.
It's going to settle your upset tummy and make it so that you don't puke and or, you know, defecate everywhere.
Oh, please don't throw up on me.
I would rather not. I think we've already been in some worse stuff. You'll take it.
Can you walk? Do I need to hold you anymore?
No, I'm fine.
Value, but he will also clap you on the shoulder. And he, I'm going to use one of my healing light ability thingies. I have a D6 that I can use to heal you.
Yay.
You regain one hit.
It's something. I will.
Your tummy feels better.
Your tummy feels better, though. Like when before the magic hits, you're like, ooh, nice, this has settled something.
That was how Oseed went on to found Pepto Bismol. Wait, you should probably sell the stuff.
Put a little pep in your step.
Although it tastes nasty, though.
Oh. Honestly,
well, yeah, things that are good for you aren't supposed to taste good, otherwise you'd eat them all the time.
Well, I mean.
You couldn't enjoy the things that were bad for you. Like slimy, stinky cube monsters.
Like, come on, admit, you had a little bit of fun there.
Yeah, you looked like you were having fun.
I was having fun before I started choking in there.
Yeah. It's usually what happens.
Same thing I said when I lost my virginity.
God. That's pretty probably being cut.
Oh, yeah.
That's definitely being cut.
Because we all know Ben is still a virgin.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course he is. He's waiting until marriage.
That's right, I'm unmarried.
Wait.
He's
We'll continue down this hall.
I was going to say, I imagine this had been happening as you all had kind of congregated at the door and perhaps just over the threshold. Mm-hmm. Although looking back, it does seem that now just in the center of this room is this gelatinous mass. Huh. Okay.
Makes you wonder how they got it there in the first place.
Magic.
They just built it around it.
That seems really inconvenient, but I can see why people would want to worship this thing.
Seems to be fair. And you do notice there is still... Did anyone think to grab a torch upon coming in here at all?
I
guess it's not too much for someone to pop back in and grab one.
I mean, it's probably like, oh, it's dark. Here, let me get light.
So you guys have acquired a torch again. Imagine you just took one from the wall, since the other one was slimy now.
Mm-hmm.
Find out it's super flammable or something. No. But only in torch form. But you have reacquired a torch, and this time it is a much smaller hallway going forward. It is just kind of the size of this door carved through it. And you can see the very faint, pale outline of natural light of another doorway at the end of maybe 50 feet. It's much, much closer this time.
Oh god, we died.
No, we're not dead. The other side. If anyone's dead, it's going to be me, but you guys are all around me, so no, you're not dead.
We all died.
From what?
We died on that ship.
I mean, that's a very probable theory, but I'm choosing not to believe that.
Okay.
Honestly, it'd be really kind of insulting for me to have been exiled and then died the next day on a boat.
Yeah, that would be a nice turn of events, huh?
Talk about a bad weekend. But I imagine you'll continue down the hallway?
Yes.
Well, that's good. Because otherwise, I don't know what we're doing here. I didn't make another hallway, so...
I wasn't prepared for you guys to go down the hallway. Where else were we going to go? I don't know.
I kind of expect you guys to just die.
I kind of expect you guys to just sort of give up with that door.
But you do go down the last little stretch of this hallway, and it becomes very quickly apparent that there is some natural light streaming through here. And you're looking through this doorway, are able to tell that it does seem to open up into a larger room. And as you all take that step into the room, all clustering around the doorway, you can see that in the ceiling is a large rectangular hole from which this natural light is streaming in. And the area is somewhat tiered. So in that you guys are on the lowest tier of the area, and it does seem to be a large square room, 60 feet by 60 feet, fairly decent size. And for the first 15 feet of this room is just this flat tier that you all are on. Although you do notice that, well, so there's the flat tier and then there's a staircase. So think like a ziggurat here. I guess that's how I should describe this. In that it has these three large steps, and there are steps leading from the very bottom to the very top. But otherwise, they're large, angular portions. And running around the smallest most part is a little 6-inch-wide channel cut into this stone that has a stream flowing through it. You can see in one side of the room there's just this hole in the stone that has the water flowing out of it, flowing into this channel, which seems to go all the way around it.
I'll go somewhere to wash myself off.
Oh, thank God!
What if that's someone's drinking water?
Hey, what if it's poison?
As you're having this.
Ben,
everything else. Everything else in this island is trying to kill me. Might as well add that onto it.
Well, it's mostly because you try to put yourself in positions of getting killed.
And it is as Dizernan is washing himself and everyone's talking to him that you do hear from the top of this tiered kind of ziggurat.
So the filthy mortals and mudbloods figured it out. Is that so? Looks like I'll have to deal with this problem myself.
Oh good, the problem we were here can't
as...
Hey, we don't know that. Maybe it's someone else who doesn't know us.
Not probably.
Suddenly, from the top of the stairs, you see the source of this booming announcement that is echoing around the chamber. And it is a 2-foot-tall creature of very, think kind of swamp green and just mud brown malted colors and its mouth is in a very, very large grin, but goes just too far. It's like, I don't want to say Joker status, but it's a very, very wide, very toothy grin that goes almost too far, and it has little pointed ears sticking out of the top of it, and it seems to be very gangly, very, almost emaciated looking with its arms and legs. And you have all been confronted by the mighty Faeger. And that is where we will wrap up this one. So you've all just been called out hardcore. What will happen next time on the adventures of the Potato Gang?
We're all going to get baked.
See you next time on Of Dice and Myths.
With actual persons living or deceased
or undead.
Places, buildings, and products are not intended or historically accurate or should be inferred.